cowards. That was one of the first words used to describe the Boston Marathon bombers just after the attacks 2 years ago.
Before anybody knew who they were or why they had done it, it felt right to call those people cowards. The label coward still has real power. I think the Urban Dictionary calls it the worst insult known to man.
That's Boston University professor Chris Walsh. He's got a book out, complete with a yellow cover, called Cowardice, A Brief History. The World's Clark Boyd was brave enough to open it up. And Clark, first off, why did you pick this book up?
I picked it up, Aaron, because I found the title so compelling, Cowardice. Who goes out and writes a book about cowardice? I mean, we always enshrine heroes, but not cowards. So I wanted to read the book, and I wanted to get Chris Walsh into the studio to ask him about why he decided to write it.
A lot of people have written about courage, but nobody's written about cowardice.
And he told me this great story about his first stop was the Library of Congress card catalog.
Under history dash cowardice, there is one title, which makes me the preeminent researcher in the field. So I've got that going for me. I can found the field of cowardice studies, and there'll be departments everywhere now.
Well, Mr. Walsh there seems to have a pretty good sense of humor about the whole cowardice thing. And as he says, without much source material, how did he even go about defining the term?
So what he ends up doing in the book is coming to this definition, which is cowardice is a failure of duty because of excessive fear. And part of what he's getting at there is kind of the etymology of the word itself, cowardice. And he goes back and traces it to a Latin root, cauda, which meant tail. So you're thinking turn tail. It's all about the – so you can see how the word came to be used.
Now, going back there seems a bit archaic, right? Somehow, though, the word coward seems to have made a comeback, as we said, used to refer to the Boston Marathon bombers.
Yeah, it was a term that was used quite a lot, especially in sort of the Civil War era. It kind of fell out of favor. But then he does some interesting Google graphing to sort of map instances of the use of the word. What he's seen is that after 9/11, the use of the word cowards and cowardice has kind of spiked again. And you can think, because there were a lot of people at the time who labeled the 9/11 bombers cowards.
I guess the idea is that people are going after soft targets. They're not fighting a fair fight, and that makes them cowards.
Exactly. And Chris Walsh had this to say about the rebirth of that word in the context of 9/11.
The idea that these terrorists were cowards can give us confidence and maybe a false sense of confidence that, well, if we just attack them, then they'll be subdued, and that not attacking them would be cowardly.
The interesting thing about that, Aaron, that he notes is that Osama bin Laden was using very similar rhetoric on the other side. He would often call out the United States
for being cowards,
you know, for using drones, for fleeing from places like Somalia or Beirut when things got tough. So it really worked both ways.
So it does seem that this term coward in whatever form is fairly universal. And other cultures also feel it to be a pretty big insult.
Absolutely. And in fact, if you look through some of the placards that were being carried on the streets of Paris after the Charlie Hebdo attacks earlier this year, the words that stood out were coward, chicken. All those sorts of words that we'd also use in English were also being used in France as well.
So, Clark Boyd, is there anything worse than being a coward, do you think?
Well, according to Chris Walsh, there's sort of levels of cowardice that we're talking about here. A lot of times we think of a coward as the person who knows the right thing to do but then is too afraid to do it. He said there's actually a worse one than that, and that's not even bothering to figure out what the right thing to do is. But, and this is what I really love as the takeaway from this book, is his point ultimately is that we might berate cowards, we might look down upon cowardice, but that it actually serves a purpose in our lives.
Cowardice actually has a kind of everyday usefulness that courage doesn't. We don't need to necessarily be courageous, but we do need to not be cowardly.
In other words, the fear of being a coward compels us to actually get things done.
You know, I was thinking, and this may be a gross rationalization, that cowards sometimes could be a good thing. You know, you don't go into a fight because you're afraid of the result, but, you know, you've escaped a fight.
Well, and that's actually his point in the book. And he points to the fact that in Stuttgart, in Germany, there is now a monument to the deserters of every war.
But on the other hand, at the time, might have been called cowards.
Absolutely. So the idea is always in flux.
The World's Clark Boyd, thanks for this little chat.
You're welcome, Aaron.